Welcome to episode one of Develop Me's new blog, In Transition. So through Develop Me, we do a lot of work with schools each year, the majority of which is in with transition year students. We also do a lot of work with companies through a company called Eagle's Flight. And one of the things that we find is that once workshops are over, you're gone and the students or employees move on. So I wanted to start providing some more content to help people implement some of the concepts we talk about in our workshops. So today's episode, it's getting the most out of transition year. So I'm not going to call these our top tips because we might add to them over the course of the year, but these are just five tips that we think are really important as you start transition year. So tip number one, be prepared to get out of your comfort zone and try new things. Transition year is a great year to explore new interests. Whatever you do, decide for yourself what you'd like to get involved in and try. If you can develop a mindset now of being your own person and not caring about what other people think, you're in a better position no matter what you decide to do going forward. So we often put that things off due to fear of what other people might think. So if we can get over that, that would be fantastic. A key bit of advice I'd give in loads of situations is that if your intentions are good, you're on solid ground. So be prepared to try new things, be prepared to fail, and be your own judge and jury on whether something is worth pursuing. So in a book called Linchpin by Seth Godin, he talks about the concept of lizard brain. What it meant was that in evolutionary terms, standing out was a bad thing, as it meant you'd get picked off by a predator. So we all need to mute this because we don't live in those times anymore. So tip number one would be to get out of your comfort zone and try new things. Tip number two, learn as much as you can. I was recently reading Commit, a book by Enda McNulty, and in it he spoke about giving a talk in the dressing room before training to the St. Mary's rugby team. And he sensed that not everyone was into what he was talking about. There was a few guys who kind of wanted to get out the door to training, but there was one guy who listened intently to everything. And afterwards, he found out that that was Johnny Sexton. So there might be some workshops that you might not necessarily want to do in transition year, but if you can take a few things from every single workshop you do, that will add up over the course of the year. So tip number two, learn as much as you can. Tip number three, get going from the start. Later in life, you'll come to realize just how short one academic year is. The year is broken up as follows, more or less. You'll have 8 weeks maybe to your first midterm break. You come back and it's 7 weeks to Christmas, and it's likely you could have a week of exams in there. After Christmas, it's 6 weeks to the midterm break, 6 weeks to Easter holidays, and then 5 to 6 weeks to the end of transition year. You're talking about maybe a maximum of 33 weeks. That will go incredibly quickly, so commit to using all 33 weeks. So don't drift in and see what happens. Step back at the start and decide what's going to happen. Which leads me to point number four. Tip number four, plan your transition year. And I'm emphasizing the year here. The majority of students are likely to just drift into transition year and allow the TY experience to unfold before them. Everything is a reaction to what the TY coordinator says. You're going on this trip next week. I need this form signed. You get the form signed, you go on the trip. There's this opportunity coming up. Let me know if you're interested. I'm not interested. I am interested. We're reacting the whole way through. So when the TY coordinator meets you at the start of the year, take note of all the opportunities mentioned, know what all your options are, then go away and decide what you're really interested in and combine it with opportunities you might want to avail of outside of those offered in school. So now what do you personally want to commit more time to now that exams aren't the sole focus? Or what academic subject do you perhaps want to take the time to repair before you go forward into fifth and sixth year? Look at how things link together. For example, if you want to do something like GASHKA, this is a personal development program for people aged 15 to 25 designed to get them to fulfill their potential. In it, you have to complete development activities under four key headings: community involvement, personal skill, physical recreation, and adventure journey. Why don't you look at the website yourself, look at the key criteria, and plan to have it all done and dusted by Christmas? Perhaps you want to strive for the silver award instead of bronze. Whatever it is, you should be proactively doing transition year. It's your responsibility to get as much out of it as possible. So tip number four is to plan your transition year. Tip number five, fifth and final tip, make health part of your plan. Whatever you decide to do in life, you need to be healthy. Decide to strive to be better in the areas of nutrition, exercise, and your mental health over the course of transition year. Gaining a better understanding of how to look after your complete well-being will stand to you no matter what you do in life. And being equipped to manage your health will place you in a great position going forward. Use any workshops you do in transition year in these areas. So I was hugely involved in sport growing up, but exercise doesn't have to be part of organized sport. If you're looking for something to challenge yourself with personally, but aren't keen on the competitive aspect of organized sport, check out parkrun.ie. It's a free timed weekly park run that takes place every Saturday in various parks around the country. There's probably one near you. So it's for all levels of abilities and it's run by volunteers. You could even look to volunteer to help out at it as part of the community aspect of your Gashka Award. So that's tip number 5, make health part of your plan for transition year. So there are 5 key tips to start you off in transition year. So tip 1, be prepared to get out of your comfort zone and try new things. Tip number 2, learn as much as you can. Tip number 3, get going from the start. Tip number 4, plan your own personal transition year. And tip number 5, make health part of your plan. So thanks a million for listening. Thanks for listening to episode 1 of our podcast In Transition. That's it for now, and we look forward to talking to you soon.